Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back, folks, into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Hanging out, waiting for Thursday Night Football, 7 p.m. We've got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Miami Dolphins. And man, oh man, there has been a lot of news in LSU land. And for that, we're going to go to our lines. And Wilson Alexander, who covers the Tigers for The Advocate and Times Picayune, joining us. Wilson, thanks so much for the time. How is it going?
Chaotic.
Yes.
Wilson, I got to admit this. Man, I talked to your father-in-law today. And, man, we were talking. I told him, I said, Wilson's going to come on with us. He's like, yo, got a lot to talk about, Mike. I was like, oh, yes, we do, Hanky. We got a lot to talk about. Wilson, how much longer do you think Scott Woodward's there at LSU? Because we see it looks as though around November 4th, in that time frame, there'll be a new president at LSU. And I don't expect Scott Woodward to be there much longer than that.
It certainly appears that his days are numbered and that his job is in serious jeopardy, which would come as no surprise to anyone after Governor Jeff Landry's comments yesterday at the press conference. There had been a sentiment about that, though, even for a long time before what Governor Landry said on Wednesday. There was even, it seemed to me, this weekend, based on the things that I was hearing from people around the program and around LSU, that Scott might actually have been the one to lose his job before Brian Kelly did. Obviously, that's not how it played out. But with Scott not being able to do the most important job that he would have as the athletic director at an SEC school like LSU, a major program, which is, you know, hire the head football coach, it seems like it's just a matter of time. Exactly when, though, probably, you know, sometime after that president gets elected on Tuesday. Exactly how long, you know, remains to be seen.
Looking at the president's job there, I think a lot of people feel that Wade Roos had the insider track. Wade's president at McNeese State, Louisiana guy, grew up down the road from me in Golden Meadow. But the way the voting came in, actually the provost from Alabama, gentlemen, he got 20 votes of the committee, and Wade and the former president of Arizona got 14. Wilson, is that telling you a little bit of something, or do you think that Roos is the front runner at this stage because you know he's got the backing of the governor of the state of Louisiana?
Yeah, everything going into yesterday that I had heard was right on what you're saying, that Roos was the front runner for this position, and it really felt likely that he would be the next president, and perhaps that still ends up being the case, and Jeff Landry's backing in this can go a long way. But that was notable, that the provost was the one who received the most votes, and that a unanimous yesterday to move on. And that was a submission that kind of came in late, but that he it's going to be interesting to see how things play out over the next few days and into Tuesday. Because I would have said that Roos is the front runner. But, you know, there's nothing done until the final vote actually gets made.
Listen, always twists and turns in Louisiana politics, but that one caught me a little bit by surprise when I saw how the voting went yesterday. Your thoughts on Frank Wilson? You know, Frank's another guy with a lot of ties to the state of Louisiana, played at Nicholls State University, has certainly ties in the high school ranks where he was a super successful high school coach. Coach O got him to be involved when he was at Ole Miss and then University of Tennessee, and then when Coach got the job here at LSU. Your thoughts on how Frank Wilson, a Louisiana guy through and through, and how he will handle being the interim head coach at LSU?
He made the most sense if there was to be a void that he would be the one to fill it on an interim basis. Because he cares so much about LSU football, and because he has head coaching experience previously at UTSA and at McNeese. He's also even got the title of associate head coach for those sorts of semantics, whatever that's worth. Like, he has had a large role in this program for the past 4 years and been involved in a lot of major decisions. And so, especially as it relates to recruiting and the building of the roster. So it would make sense that he would be the one to become the coach. I mean, you can, you know, hear it in his comments that he had during his press conference on Tuesday, how, you know, how much this means to him and how much, I think, sort of he sort of spoke with some with passion and with a little bit of an edge that I think was probably kind of refreshing for fans to hear after listening to Brian Kelly for the past 4 years, that you have somebody who sounds like they want to fight over the next month. And that's what you really need. I think you need in an interim basis. We already saw him, you know, he's brought in some former players to speak to the team to try to connect all of them together and try to sort of motivate these guys to by hearing from some of the great players in the past. And so, you know, that's kind of what we've seen so far. I mean, gosh, to have a to make an analogy to Pearl Harbor with the sirens and try to use that to motivate the guys on Tuesday. I mean, that's maybe taking things a little far. We're not really at war here. It's just football. But, you know, I think that just sort of shows how he is going about this, that he wants to fight over the last month of the season.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wilson, I was talking to Coach O yesterday, and we're going to have him on at 6:10. And, you know, we're talking about, and I'll get your thoughts on this too, personality fits, where it never fit with Brian Kelly. But Coach O was, hey, Mike, I fit, but I didn't win enough. So guess what? I was unemployed. You know, you got to win. He said, I'm not talking about no 8 or 9 wins at LSU. They're expecting you to win at the highest level at LSU. And like you said, with the money that's out there and what's being put out for players and assistant coaches, they're expecting you to win at the highest level. And Brian didn't do that either. Despite the fact Coach O won a national championship, you just look at it, a couple years later, you know, he's gone because that winning didn't continue, and yet he had to fit. Kelly didn't win a national championship and didn't have sort of the personality fit. It's all about wins. That's all it's about.
That is all it's about. And I heard somebody else say this. I can't take credit for this being an original thought of my own. Somebody else said this somewhere earlier this week, that really what the fit is at LSU that you need is that you're going to come in and you're going to work hard and you are going to show the fan base how much you care about this place. And I think as much as Ed, had the, it's from Louisiana and the accent and all those things, and it can relate so well to a large portion of the people here, he was a hard worker. And I think Kelly was too, but in a different way, and it didn't really show it. And, there's obviously, had a reputation for being maybe absent at times. But I think it just goes back to what you're saying, like, Nick Saban fit at LSU, even though he wasn't from Louisiana, because of how much he poured himself into the job and everything that they did with that staff in those days to turn this program into what it became under him. And I think that's what you really need from the next head coach. It's not about cultural fit in a way of like being from Louisiana. It might help to have experience in the South to understand how to relate to people down here better. That was something that, as I understand, sometimes there was a disconnect between Kelly and recruits or players about those sorts of things. But really, somebody who is going to just like work hard and show that you love the state. Somebody told me once, I'm not from Louisiana, and somebody told me once that if you accept Louisiana, it will accept you back. And that's what this next coach needs to do in terms of fit, is even if he's not from here, accept the state, show that you are interested and want it and love it. And I think if you win, then they'll love you back.
Wilson, you make anything of the fact that we saw at Penn State once James Franklin got fired, they lost about 6 recruits in about 7 days. Man, it was, everybody was jumping off, so to speak, at that stage. So far, LSU's recruiting class, which looked to be maybe Brian Kelly's best recruiting class in the state of Louisiana, has stayed intact so far. Do you make anything of that? Here we are, 4 or 5 days afterwards, and there's been no attrition from that.
It's certainly significant. And I think that it is doable in a era in which there is, a lot of financial considerations to be made. You have guys who are committing this class, not necessarily to Brian Kelly, but to LSU. And they are also agreeing to numbers before they, when they commit, that, they can hold up it past the head coach. So certainly significant that LSU has not lost any recruits yet, but also a long way to go until that early signing period in December.
Wilson, thanks so much for joining us. I just want to tell you on a side note, my man, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Been a difficult year and a half, but you've been like a champ with it. And not only do we appreciate what you bring to us here on Sports Talk, but as a man, you've done a fantastic job, and I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you, Mike. That means a lot.
Wilson, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great night.
Wilson Alexander covering LSU for The Advocate and Times-Picayune joining us there. You can check out all his great work online.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.